Welcome to Foxing Clown Podcast.
All right. Foxing Clown Podcast. Now, we're a bit on edge here right now because, look, I'm just going to jump into it. We lost one of the, or we didn't lose one of the files. One of the files is on backlog from when we recorded in November. And I accidentally forgot to upload my audio to the cloud.
So we're down one audio file. So we can't, we're down an episode of the podcast.
Basically, what that means is in the long term, you guys are going to get 13 episodes from 2023, which is pretty generous, if you ask me.
Honestly, pretty generous.
Pretty generous, but to meet our New Year's resolution of doing 12 podcasts in a year, we're going to have to record an extra. We're kind of going on the grind, the holiday grind here, recording that extra podcast for you guys.
Yeah, picking up the pace a bit. We're picking up the slack that we may have let go in the middle of the year. But we're tidying everything up and we're going to meet this quota.
We will meet the quota. I mean, there's no question. Absolutely no question to it. I mean, for the record, guys, it's New Year's Eve. So It's the very last day of the year. So not only do we have to record these in a day, we got to pump them out two in a day here. And we just
three.
Yeah, three in a day because we recorded one quite a few days ago. We just never got around to uploading it. So
the powers that be were trying to stop us from doing it, but it was futile because we still have one day left to do two podcasts.
Yeah, as long as you give us even an hour, we're going to be able to pump out at least two or three podcasts. You know, that's not a problem because we'll just split it up into multiple parts.
That's not a problem.
However, we will not do that. We will not split it up into multiple parts because we don't believe in even in the final hours.
We might.
No, we won't. We won't because we don't believe in the compromised product of the podcast, right?
What if we just for the last podcast, we like purposely split it in two and just upload part one and upload part two?
You think so? I don't think so, man. I don't think so. I mean, we could actually do that. But for now, let's go on with the podcast. We're going to check out a couple of emails real quick that we collected over the holidays.
The holidays.
Just see what we've got going on. So it's New Year's Eve, like we said. I hope everyone's having a good New Year's Eve. We do have an email.
Okay, well, this looks like something that you might have to.
Let's see what this viewer. We'll call him TW. Let's see what TW has to say. He says, "Okay, here we go. Just X out of that emoji thing." He says, "Justice, justice, 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 justice."
I like how it's
justice,
like
justice, 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 justice.
I like how he like clicked enter just to make like rows of it.
He did. I mean, this is a poem, though. I don't think he tried to make rows. I think
it's
he's
a poem. How the fuck is this a poem?
Because look, it's got four lines and it's got the same amount of syllables in each line. So it
is
has
that
to be
all
a poem.
It takes. I've lost every ounce of respect that I have for poets.
No, I mean poetry. This is a bit complex. You wouldn't realize it, but five justices, four lines times 20. What do you think that means? 20 justices in four.
That's just fucking math.
No. I think what he's trying to say here is he wants and we know what he wants justice for. He wants justice for me not editing the intro into the podcast that he worked so hard on because I just forgot one day. I was tired. I just wanted to upload the podcast. I forgot. But what he's saying here is he's not, justice won't be served until 20 podcasts are recorded with the new intro in it, I think is what he's saying.
I thought maybe it was like something about, y'all knew someone named Justice in college, right?
We did know someone named Justice McBrown, aka...
Don't name drop him.
Well, his name was Justice McBrown. We called him Rustic McTown.
What?
He had a lot of names. I sometimes would call him Lustus Mick go down on him. I don't know if that's true or not, but I used to say lust is make go down on. What else did we used to call him? Trust in the clown, I think we used to call him as well. Trust in the clown.
Trust in the clown.
I think so. And that's not subliminal messaging either. That's a real nickname that we used to call him. All right.
Okay, well.
Busting it down is... that was another nickname that I used to like to call him. Busting it down. Whenever he would walk in the room. Anyway, yeah. That's... Thank you for the email. For one, I agree. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I agree. And we've got another email here from HQ, from our Clown Corp researchers here. I'll let you go ahead and and say this
one. Our data analysts have concluded that this year in YouTube, we uploaded a few episodes, maybe just one episode, to our YouTube channel. And we've had a significant growth in our YouTube game.
YouTube game? This is YouTube?
Yeah, this is YouTube.
Oh, wow. This is YouTube. Okay.
A significant growth. What I really mean is like 2 new subscribers. I mean, for one video, that's pretty good for like just a podcast.
True. That is pretty good for one video. I didn't even think about that. That's pretty good.
1 hour watched. Who watched this?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I'll say that much.
32 views. Okay.
Someone for sure had it on autoplay and it just kind of went through the whole thing overnight. Probably they didn't even know they watched it.
Yo, we could create a short.
Nah. I mean, if we create a short, we're definitely going to create a short on the time that we fucking
the Mizuki.
Just dominated Mizuki. That was almost a year ago to the day that we kind of rug a goosh on Mizuki. We kind of imposed our will on him. We might make a short about that, actually.
Yeah, so significant growth in our social media. And that's pretty much it, I guess.
Yeah. Now that we've addressed our kind of our newest drama with our fiasco here, let's see. I mean, we've got a couple others.
Well, yeah, we got a couple other emails. From Helping Hands Ministry, it says, "Hello, I have something very urgent and important to discuss with you now. Reply back ASAP."
That's just a disrespect of the likes of which I've never even heard of. I'm gonna go ahead and disregard that one completely. We've got a few more here. Let's see this. We've got some type of invoice here.
From Cindy at Geek Tech.
Yeah, we've got an invoice. Apparently they charge us $396. I'm going to go ahead and... let's just disregard this one as well. I don't think that's not good. We shouldn't discuss our financials on the podcast anyway. Certainly not. What is this one? This one looks very strange. Oh my god.
Okay, so we got what the fuck is iChat?
iChat is sending us a new requester. VIP access unlocked. Elevate your experience on my OnlyFans. Exclusive content and surprises awaits.
What is this like? Placement? What is this?
Yeah, this is a bizarre ad. I mean, they don't even have any like images to accompany their thing. We don't know what it's an OnlyFans for, so we're not gonna even go in there.
Verification.
Yeah, for Mercedes. I don't know if you know this, but Don V just bought a new Mercedes-Benz vehicle that he's now riding around in.
Isn't a Mercedes-Benz a vehicle?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, honestly. I don't fuck with the Mercedes Benz.
And then we got another one saying, "Is this your email, Mercedes? What the fuck is this?" They keep spamming me about my Mercedes.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get to you.
Okay, well, that's the emails.
Yeah, let's I mean, the most important one was the justice one, the one that they wanted justice in. I agree. I think we will serve justice. let's say until we use that opening 20 times on the podcast, we should come up with some type of condition.
What do you mean?
Like, either until we use it 20 times, we either can't do something or we have to do something as kind of a condition for that. Or we can say, if we don't use it 20 times within 3 years, 2 years, then we have to stop the podcast indefinitely.
Okay, I'll see that one.
Okay, if we don't, 2 or 3 years, you think? 20 times.
2 years.
2 years. If we don't use that intro 20 times in 2 years, the podcast will be stopped and it will cease to exist.
I like how we like keep coming up with challenges to keep the podcast going.
I mean, it's not gonna be good. It's not gonna be good. What I'll say is this. No, how's this? No, that's good enough. I was about to say some out of pocket shit, man. I was about to go way out of pocket. Let's call it there. And thanks for reaching out for your justice.
All right, moving on to holidays or holiday shenanigans. What we've been up to on the holidays here, on our vacation. And honestly, it's just been a little bit of everything. We went to the mall, got some books, got some food.
Yep.
Yoshi ruined my diorama.
Unintentionally, I ruined a diorama.
We should just go, like, do this play by play. So we come in. I forget from where.
From Walmart, because you had purchased some glue for the diorama. Well, oh no, this was the day after.
Yeah, this is like the day or two after. I think we're coming over to my house to watch 8 Crazy Nights.
I think so. Which is we're gonna get into it later, but that's that's a whole other set of things to go over. But we come over and Don V's been testing his diorama.
Yeah, right? I've been testing like techniques on sculpting a terrain because I'm working on. It's gonna be a Christmas present for my father. And I'm just trying to get a sense for the medium. And so Yoshi comes in.
Well,
and
first of all, what did your diorama look like before I had came in?
Just like some ground with some grass and a rock and some bushes.
There was no rock there. It was just ground and grass there for now.
There was a rock.
No, there was no rock. All right? There was no rock. It was just ground and green. That's all
there
it was.
There was a rock.
There was no rock.
There were rocks.
There was no rock.
There 100% were rocks.
I will defend this that I like there were no
You're
rocks.
You're insane. There's rocks.
You just added
I've not touched it.
You just added that rock recently. No. Okay, so here's my version. There was no rock. It was just ground and green there.
I can prove it.
So, well, first of all, what did it look like? What did it look like before I kind of did my kind of handiwork?
It just looked like, you know, an in-progress testing ground of, you know, incomplete.
To me, it looked like there was... It looked incomplete. I will agree there. It looked like you had just put some glue down and you kind of sprinkled some dirt on top of it.
So that's what it looked like. That's what it looked like.
That's what it looked like. So me, I try to come in here and kind of help out or do my own take on the diorama.
And now I also want to preface this by saying I told him multiple times to not do it and that I don't want any help.
Well, you did. You didn't tell me that you didn't want much help, but you told me it was a test.
I think I told you like 5 times, like, I know I don't want to do this.
No, you told me Mizuki maybe can 3 times. Testify to this. Maybe 3 times you told me that you didn't want me to do it, but the main thing
no
that you
means
told me
no.
is you said it was a test, though. You said it was a test. It was the big thing. And so for me, when I hear test, I think experimentation. I think like kind of you want to try some new stuff. So I came in there. And I was like, all right, I'm going to just put a patch of glue down and then sprinkle some dirt on top of it to add to the terrain. And then, so I just put a little spot of glue on there. A
little spot.
I put some glue on there. And then they looked at me like I was insane. Because insane, and I reached in the bucket to get some dirt, and there was no more dirt in the bucket. And so it just ended up being a big splotch of what looked like Elmer's glue.
It is Elmer's glue, I'm pretty sure.
And then everyone's freaking out on me. Everyone's going crazy, right? Even though all I did was try to help. All I did was try to help, truly.
Why are you trying to glue down dirt like it's a sheet of paper?
I thought if you glue down enough dirt, then it would just stay there, basically, is what I thought. And so, me being the artist that I am, you know, I tried to glue down some dirt. There was nowhere dirt there. And so I went to volunteer to go outside to get dirt. They stopped me. All right. They stopped me before I could get too far.
Was it raining?
It was raining.
Okay.
Which is probably why they didn't want me to get the dirt, but still, because it would have been more mud, right?
Imagine that.
And then I would have just plopped some mud down on top. What I'll say is this. You can't fault a man for trying to help out with the diorama.
But what if you tell the man multiple times? It's like if I wanted a job at like Alex's business and I just kept showing up.
Yeah, I mean, but if you showed up, you would be helping them.
I don't know if I would. I think I'd be a distraction. No, I'd be like...
You would be helping their business.
I'd be wasting resources.
Well, now, here's the thing. You might have had that idea in the future. You might have had the idea to put the glue down first and then put the dirt on.
In the future?
Yeah, like
why would down I do the that? Road.
I mean, it's just one of those things. You never know what can happen in the future. And so if I hadn't done that, you would have tried that and then had that not go your way.
Here's the problem with that is that I've watched many YouTube tutorials already.
I mean, but I know that you're kind of that.
I'm not an experimenter.
You are kind of the guy who goes against the grain, though. Can't deny not that.
Typically.
You can't deny that. Can't deny that.
I don't know, that's true.
I think it's true. You're kind of the guy who likes to go against the grain, so I thought I would beat you to the punch, try to test it out, and then I got freaked out on. They're trying to cancel me for it. I saw him post on Reddit about it. Am I the asshole?
You saw that?
You posted, am I the asshole? My friend dumped a shitload of glue on my diorama test, and then...
We should post that on that.
When I told him multiple times, he keeps saying that it's not his fault because he's just experimenting.
We should post that and then use the replies for content for the podcast.
You think so?
I think so.
We could do that. The last word I'll say on the diorama situation is I deny all allegations, all right, of being an asshole. I feel like I did something that was, sure, a bit like annoying neighbor status when you're a kid. You know, the neighbor's kid type shit. But not asshole technology.
Hmm. Okay. So yeah, I think that might be the highlight of our misadventures.
Is that the highlight?
I think so.
I mean, we went into the skateboard park.
Yeah.
I had to relearn everything I had learned last year. So basically I didn't make any progress from one day of skateboarding, which is probably pretty normal.
Yeah.
I will say we also watched quite a few movies here, one of which was called The Loch Ness.
Hang on. Do we want to... we're already at 20 minutes.
That's fine. Dude, 20 minutes isn't even half a podcast.
I'm saying... Well, our minimum is like 30 minutes for a podcast.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is, do we have enough material for another
episode? Oh, yeah, yeah. We do have enough material. Let's go over just the basics here. How about the movies? At least we watched The Loch Ness Horror, which might be goes kind of into the pile of some of the shittiest movies we've ever seen, but not even close to the bottom of the barrel. But nothing to write home about.
It's I want to say it's one, like, the third worst movie we've seen.
You got Monsters of War.
That's the first one.
Monsters of War number one. Didn't we watch a movie that was like the same actors and actresses?
I forget what that was.
I forget what that was, but that's number two. All right. So you're saying Loch Ness Horror third.
It might be the third, but here's the thing.
What about that Krampus movie that had Mecha Krampus that just had a monologue at the end for 20 minutes?
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that one?
I remember the Mecha Krampus, but I don't remember like anything else about that movie.
Okay, so
it was just an MF Doom Krampus.
It was an MF Doom Krampus, but also he kept talking and accentuating the last syllable of all of his sentences, like saying like, Christmas will be doomed 20 years from now. And then he kept doing that over and over for 20 minutes, and they were just talking and talking.
Here's what I want to say about Loch Ness. It was very bad, but it had like some of my favorite moments out of any of the Walmart movies that we've seen. And by that I mean there's a few scenes where this guy is down in a submarine.
I don't know why he liked this guy. I hated this character.
I don't like the character. Well, I like the character ironically. I like the scenes ironically because they're just so fucking funny.
They're really bad in terms of timing. Like,
that's why they're funny. They like go on way too long. The scene will go on. He's like reacting to the Loch Ness monster in a submarine for like 10 to 11 seconds. And then he'll just say like one word. Like, oh shit. And then it's just like silence before and after that.
Yeah, they wasted so much of the movie just looking at him while he was doing absolutely nothing. And then it was more like about an alien creature that the Loch Ness monster inserted inside of someone. Yeah,
that's the worst part. It was like only a fourth of a Loch Ness monster movie.
Yeah, it's like they filmed the first half and they're like, oh shit, we don't have the production value to do the water effects. Let's just get this like... excuse me. Let's just get this bonus model that we have, which is like a fucking like mecha transformer mini creature, and then have the Loch Ness monster implant that inside of someone.
They ran into the issue of having their main characters in the setting be cast on like a fucking battleship for some reason. Yep. Somehow in the Loch Ness. So they're all safe if they're inside the ship. The Loch Ness can't hurt them. Mm-hmm. So they were like, oh fuck, we've written ourselves into a corner here. We gotta get inside the ship.
Yeah.
So they solve this by having the Loch Ness like puke up something on a dude, and it hatches an alien out of his back.
It was not good. It was not good. Even as a reference to Alien, even as an homage, it was not good. Now, we also watched a movie called 8 Crazy Nights, which was actually kind of a good movie.
It was. I've seen this movie. I liked it much more back in the day when I was younger. And, like, I guess the jokes were funnier. They hit harder when you're, like, a retarded kid.
I mean, I thought it was funny, but I thought it was on the edge of repulsion that I almost couldn't watch it.
Yeah, you know? And back in the day, like, the repulsive aspect made it funny as well. But now, as an adult, it's just like, why?
You think to yourself, why? And you also, like, some of the gags just make you gag. It's the thing. Some of the gags are, like, shiver-inducing. Fucking, there was one scene where an old guy gets kicked down a hill while he's cleaning a porta potty. And then he gets covered in shit and frozen. So he's shit encrusted.
He's covered in shit, and then Adam Sandler goes to like spray him off of the hose, and then that freezes instantly on him, trapping the shit inside with him.
Yeah, so he becomes a shit encrusted in an ice block, basically. And then deer, for some reason, the deer love the old guy. They keep coming to help him, so they start licking the ice off. And they're licking the shit off as well. So they, like, the deer have literal shit-eating grins on their faces.
They look at the camera and grin.
Yeah.
It's like shit sliding down their teeth.
It's really bad. It's honestly horrible, horrible. And for some reason, it's a musical. I hate it when animated movies feel the need to be musicals.
This song only needed two musicals. Like, two musical sequences. It had, like, five or six.
Yeah, absolutely no need for any musical numbers, in my opinion. But they felt the need to make it, you know, multiple musical numbers, which I was like, I just sigh at those, you know. Mm. Especially the shitty ones. There's some okay ones, and then there's some absolutely shitty ones.
What was your favorite part of this movie?
Favorite part of the movie, probably. It's a good question. It's one I'll have to think about a little bit.
I think my favorite part, because I haven't seen this movie in a while, so it's almost like I'm watching it for the first time. I like the part where Adam Sandler and that woman's kid, his childhood friend's kid, are beating those guys in basketball. And the guy has to eat his underwear. He has to eat this obese guy's underwear. There's a lot of obese shame in here.
This is the biggest
shame. Which I am in support of, but... He loses, so he has to eat this obese guy's underwear. And then, the next scene, the guy shows up at Adam Sandler's trailer and, like, burns it down, but he still has the fucking jock strap in his mouth.
Yeah, that is pretty funny. I don't know if that's my favorite necessarily. My favorite scene might be...
I just think it's funny that, like, he went to such an extreme, like, revenge thing. To just, like, burning down somebody's house.
That was pretty extreme of him. I don't know. I mean, I definitely laughed out loud at, like, a few scenes in the movie, but now I can't really remember them. I mean, one is the one we described where he gets pushed down. Wasn't there another one at the banquet where something just out of... Here's one scene. Is when one of the guys who's speaking, like, the head of the Youth Basketball Association starts... He makes, like, a really, really shitty fucking joke that shouldn't be funny. And then they just have, like, a minute-long scene where everyone's losing their shit at the joke. And they think it's the funniest thing ever. That's probably my favorite part of the movie, honestly.
This movie also has, like, some really good animation. It does drop at some points in the film. But, like, the dance scene at that banquet was insane.
Yeah, there was some good moments, for sure. In the movie. Were those the main three movies we watched?
Three.
We only talk about two? Loch Ness.
Well, we talked about Minus One, but
yeah,
we didn't watch that together. We have only watched two movies.
Yeah, we had the Loch Ness Horror and the Christmas or the Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah.
Apart from that, in terms of my Christmas break, a lot of it when I wasn't spending time with the people who came back home, I was just spending time with family. We did end up watching some movies as well. I rewatched Princess Mononoke, which is still goated, of course. I also watched this movie called Lethal Weapon, which is from the 80s, I believe. That was pretty good. Stars Mel Gibson. And forget his name, but another actor.
Tom Cruise? Another
male actor. No, it's Mel Gibson and it's this black actor who plays a cop. He's like the main character, basically. Don't remember his name, though.
What'd you do the last, like, two or three days?
We watched that movie. Yeah, I think we watched those movies last 3 days. And so, yeah, my mom wanted to watch Lethal Weapon because she just heard about it, or maybe she remembered it. It's kind of nostalgic for her.
Nostalgic?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. She liked the 80s.
Oh, okay.
So, Yeah. Apart from that, what else did we do? I mean, we just spent time around the...
We went to a fucking card store in New Bern or Jacksonville?
I think it was Jacksonville. I think in Jacksonville. Because just as a background, I mean, some of our friends... I mean, we can just go ahead and name drop them.
Alex and Mizuki.
Yeah, Alex and Mizu really like card games. And so they went to purchase a couple cards for their collections, basically. And also for playing actual tournaments.
Yeah, they go to tournaments and shit. And they sweat over these fucking cards.
Well, the thing is, they actually started to develop their own economy, it sounds like. The Yu-Gi-Oh! Economy, which is very complex. And they also happen to play the game as well because they think it's fun. So, I mean, it is kind of an interesting hobby in that sense. However, we spent, for me, who was only looking for potentially getting One Piece cards, because I just want to collect the cards since they look cool and I like One Piece. But they were all sold out, apparently. They had sold out of their entire stock.
We should go to Walmart and check.
We could, if you want to.
We might use it for content for the next episode.
Yeah, maybe. But in, like, I basically had nothing to do there. So while we were waiting for them, I was exploring the store trying to find some dang One Piece cards. And then there was also one of those pushing coins machines.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which you put in a quarter and it falls down and then it slowly gets pushed. And it slowly pushes all the other coins until you get coins as a prize.
It's a really cool, like, mini game.
It is a fun minigame.
Although the problem with this minigame is that, you know, the first, like, 30 players, it's kind of like Squid Game, where, like, the people in front, you know that, have you ever seen Squid Game?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, that one challenge where there's, like, glass tiles that you have to, like, walk across? It's kind of like that, because the first, like, few people... They're not going to have they're not going to get any refunds. They're filling up.
Now that I think about it, how does the store make money on that game? Because they're not going to take the quarters out the damn game or else no one would fucking play.
Yeah.
Is this just a way to get people to stay in the shop to potentially buy?
They were getting your ass.
I mean, they were getting me, but there was no way I was going to buy any of the product in the store because I was not interested.
Yeah, they can't make any money, really, like any significant profit off the game, because if they take the coins out, then other people will have to come into an empty one, and what's the word?
They're not going to play.
They're not going to play because they know, like, they're not going to win.
Yeah. I mean, they could maybe scrape the coins off the top. You know,
that's true, because sometimes the coins, like, fall on top of other coins and they have no purpose.
But at that point, you're just scraping the bottom of the damn barrel, right? Like, that's not...
Maybe it's just like you said, just to get people in the store, stay for a while, have some fun.
True.
It's an endless cycle of entertainment.
True, true. And for me, like, we actually made money on that game. I'll say that we made a couple quarters, not going to lie. I bought myself a gumball at the end. That's how you know I'm still a fucking kid, is like, I'm going to get play the game until I go up a couple quarters, and then I'm going to buy a gumball, you know, maybe buy a couple Skittles for a friend, and then call it a day.
It's a really fun game. We didn't have time to stay in that store.
True. We didn't have time, and they had already finished their shopping. Of the day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we exited the store after making a meager profit. Went to the mall, bought a couple gifts, and yeah. That's basically our main... I know you've been back and forth from Greenville and...
Yeah, I had a grandfather in the hospital. So, I was away for 2 or 3 days. So we haven't gotten much done in terms of, like, hanging out, and I guess.
And just to let you guys know, I mean, we would have already finished the podcast easily.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for this. I mean, now we have much more to do, but yeah.
But I don't know how much longer do you want to keep going?
You're really pressed on this time,
I don't
man.
Know what to talk about.
I mean, I think that's good
we
enough.
We covered the big hitters already.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main things we want to talk about, just the holidays. I mean, the holidays, this year was probably the least eventful year in terms of the holidays. But what can you do, man? We're getting older. We've got more responsibilities. I spent the first part of my holidays in Utah doing some skiing, which is really fun.
I will say, my birthday was yesterday. I'm 27 now.
Oh, shit.
So,
we are, there you go. We are getting older. Dalvi's 27. I'm still 26, but 26 is still over halfway to, 50, if you think about it.
Oh, God.
So, we'll see what happens. But anyway. Thanks to the listeners for always listening. I mean, even I'll end the podcast with this. Even though we're getting older, I don't really feel that much older. Like, I feel like I know more about life. I feel like I'm a bit more mature than I was, of course, in my undergrad and high school. But in terms of my physicality, like, I feel like I can still do everything I want to do in life. I can still ski my damn heart out. I can still try skateboarding here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I can do my shit, you know. And so I feel like I've put myself in a position where, for me, the only thing that's really changing is hopefully my finances will get better. I mean, my end goal in life is just to have the most amount of fun as possible. And so I'm hatching up a secret plan. I don't know if this will happen. I'm hatching up a secret plan to potentially, before I'm 30, not work for a winter and just ski.
Not work for winter.
Yeah.
A secret plan.
Like, either I'll be between jobs after my first job, or between grad school and getting my first job while I'm job searching, I will.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, somehow fix it up to where you'll always have winter off.
Oh, no. Just for one winter.
Okay.
Just be a ski bum.
Yeah.
And just ski all the time with the savings I have. And either I'm transitioning between a different job and another job, or I'm looking for my first job if I graduate this year. So, but I want to do that. I mean, ideally, I would be able to do it all the time.
Yeah.
But that's obviously not sustainable. But we'll see. I want to do that. It'd be fun to do the same thing with, like, something new, like backpacking or traveling, but that's way more expensive. You know, things like that.
Well, before we go, I do want to note that me and Kieran, we just finished our first Baldur's Gate playthrough. It's a 10 out of 10 game. It's got a few things in there that can be inconvenient at times, but overall, I was not upset with the experience. It deserved every award at the Game Awards, and that is my review. And Lizelle is obviously the best waifu.
Okay, well, congratulations, Baldur's Gate. I thought it was Baldur's Gate for the longest time, but then no. I found out it was Baldur's Gate. But yeah, congratulations, Baldur's Gate, for being a good game. You won the Fox and the Clown Game of the Year, I suppose.
Yep, Fox and the Clown Game Awards.
And my Game of the Year goes to Slay the Spire, but it didn't even come out this year. It came out like fucking 2016 or some shit. Anyway, yeah, have yourselves a damn good one. Get ready for podcast number 2 following this one.
In a few minutes.